previously on the Steve Cochran Show.
Dean saw the Star Wars movie yesterday morning.
Yep.
And what were you wearing?
I was wearing my Princess Leia bikini.
Perfect. It's a great look for you.
With the honey bun hairdo wig.
Just like I like you.
I didn't have a Jabba the Hutt character with me, but I did have a leash around my neck.
Yep.
In case I, should run into another costumed character.
In other words, it felt like a Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that and all of your wardrobe choices. In the meantime, what did you think?
Star Wars.
Yeah.
I told you yesterday that I loved it.
But let's pretend people
are we know. Are we pretending that
people didn't
yesterday?
Yeah. This isn't live.
All right. For the three new people who are listening today, Dean's List A Plus.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
10 in the morning, 720 WGN. Thank you for being with us. Special thanks to Esmeralda Leon for doing the 5 o'clock news. Vic Vaughn will be in a little bit later on. This is, of course, the Steve Cochran Show, and it's our holiday extravaganza situation, wang, dang, doodle, whatever we're calling it, party.
All of the above.
All of the above. We're going to have our Christmas show, our holiday show for you today. Steve will be here momentarily. Dave's here. Nick DiGilio's here. Great sweater, by the way. Wow.
Well, I was told to be festive.
You are? I didn't think you had it in you, but wow.
This is the only time I'm ever going to wear this.
It's kind of like this cool red, ugly Christmas sweater with a little trendy poinsettias on the shoulders, and then, of course, the Blackhawks logo on the front.
I think that's what makes it trendy.
Nice.
That's the only reason I would wear a Christmas sweater is if it had the Blackhawks logo on it.
Looking good. So. Mary's in traffic, of course. Big O is here in his festive red vest, and Kevin Powell producing our program today. A lot going on. As I said, it's our Christmas show. We're going to be talking movies. Nick, you're going to be with us throughout the whole show, which is awesome and a huge treat for all of us.
Wow,
we get to actually
my pleasure.
Hang with you, talk Star Wars.
Well, I figured since I'm going to be
Wars
here,
the whole time, right?
I figured I haven't seen it yet.
I'm
going tomorrow to see it.
You seem really thrilled.
I can't wait, It just gives me, it'll be a great reason to watch Mad Max again after I get home.
Oh, for the 26th time. There you go. By the way, I got in trouble with my mom. We're supposed to go see Star Wars, probably not this weekend, but next week sometime. And she said, Nick takes his parents to the movies every week. I said, I know. And my mom, of course, if you don't like a movie, Nick doesn't like it. I went, Mom, well, go see it.
Oh, she shouldn't listen to me.
I said, go see it, and then you can form your own opinion. Well, I'll put that on the back burner.
Let me just say this.
Your reviews.
She should not listen to me when it comes to Star Wars. Because I am vastly in the minority.
I know. I am excited to see it. And people are already putting the spoilers up on Facebook, so don't say anything.
That's
don't
just
spoil
stupid.
Anything.
Don't
it
do
is
that.
Stupid.
Even if you don't like it.
Yeah,
don't
no
do
kidding,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
So we have more guests, I think, than we've ever had on any one show. Dee Snider's with us later on. I can't even go into all our guests. There's so many. So you'll want to catch this entire show. And then, of course, afterwards, Miracle on Jerry Well Street, our live radio Christmas play, which is going to be awesome as well. We have a first special guest of the day on the line, 513. It's the one and only Steve Cochran.
Yeah, it's the Christmas Situation.
Christmas.
That's the name of the show.
Situation.
Is the baby here?
Situation.
Christmas Situation.
Christmas. I know you got ABC standing by. You got to get to ABC.
We do have to get to ABC.
Situation. We're not calling it anything other than that.
It's the Christmas
Situation.
You got it. Christmas Situation. You got it. All right, cool.
Millions of dollars in marketing writing on this. It's a Christmas Situation. All right, I'll let you get to ABC. I'll see you in a minute.
All right, you got it. That's the great Steve Cochran. He will be here momentarily. And what he was referring to, just when you thought we wouldn't have we didn't need another presidential debate. Oh, wait, yes, we do. It's tomorrow night. ABC's Aaron Katursky is up at dark and early with us today. Oh, he's not with us yet? Okay. All right, we'll get to Aaron momentarily.
The situation continues.
I guess the
what
situation
was that with
continues.
Steve? Was he trying to hint about something?
No, it's a Christmas Situation.
I know, but do you think the baby's coming or something?
No, we were throwing out other names, and I think he wanted to make sure he set us straight.
Gotcha. There you go. So, as I said, three Democratic presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley, will gather in Manchester, New Hampshire. Oh, the state of the first primary. Yep, to debate issues. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The debate hosted by ABC News and the union leader. WMUR-TV was at one point a host, but because of a labor dispute at the station, and of course unions are an important constituency for Democrats, they were booted from the show. So that was kind of interesting. Bernie Sanders still looking to pull an upset come primary day, and this could make or break that effort. Speaking of Bernie Sanders, last night he was one of Barbara Walters' 10 most interesting people of the year. You know, I love that show, not necessarily because Barbara Walters has a great interview, which she does. I think that whole, you know, would you have sex, you know, on the first date, the whole, you know, shock and awe of her interviews, I think is kind of passe. It's been there, done that. But you really learn, like Bernie Sanders was hilarious. She started out by saying, you don't look presidential. You know, if I were to describe the perfect presidential candidate, it wouldn't be you. He said, well, thank you, Barbara, but I agree with you. So, wow. So it was very good. And Barbara Walters, most interesting person of the year.
Who was it?
Is I guess it's Trump? You guys all know. No. Nope. Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay. Well,
it's based on, you know, it's based on clicks and who, you know, who's in the news the most. So yeah. I guess that par for the course.
The topic has died down, but at the height of it.
Exactly.
We were talking a lot about Caitlyn Jenner.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that was quite interesting as well. I mentioned Aaron Katursky was going to be with us. He'll be on the program a little bit later on today talking about the Democratic presidential debate that's going to be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It is in New Hampshire, as I said. Another quick note before we get to business as well. This kind of ties in with business, Orion. House Speaker Michael Madigan didn't show up for the budget meeting yesterday with Governor Rauner and all of the legislative leaders. He said something
was he
came up.
Christmas lunch or something?
He said his spokesman, Steve Brown, who's been a guest on the program many times, said he was a no-show because there was a scheduling conflict that came up. That's all he would say.
Sudden.
Yeah, and this meeting had been scheduled since the last one was the first week of December. So nobody knows what happened to Michael Madigan. It's the latest sign the budget impasse that's consumed state government for nearly 6 months will go into 2016, which is not good news for anybody. The meeting, as I said, this was the third one in 3 weeks between Rauner and leaders from both party in the General Assembly. Now, Madigan was at the first two meetings and told reporters after the second meeting that negotiations had progressed. I don't think Governor Rauner saw it that way as well. But the very next day after that second meeting, he declared that the state income tax rate should be raised back to at least 5% to help balance the state books. The text, the Republican Party responded with a social media campaign that labeled Madigan tax hike Mike. So that's the hashtag that's been going around Twitter now, tax hike Mike. All told, four Madigan campaign funds have reported taking in about $5 million, though, since January 1st. So his campaign is not hurting, despite all of this. So this is
so
going into next year.
So we keep playing games, and when they overspend, as they have done forever, the solution is make you and me pay more, whether we wanted the programs or not.
Isn't that always the situation?
It is.
And I don't
see. They play
see
games and think we don't see the game playing. That's
and
playing.
I don't see any of their salaries being suspended or rolled back until a budget's declared. So, yeah, it'll continue, unfortunately. Well, I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, you better. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it.
Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is coming to town. We're going to be playing some Christmas carols and holiday tunes throughout our Christmas situation today as well. By the way, Dave, I just printed up the, maybe I shouldn't have admitted this. I just printed up the script for which we all have a part.
Yes.
In Miracle on Jerry Well Street
you
later on today.
It out?
It's still printing.
Okay.
This has to
you
be 300 pages, I think.
Pick out the pages you're on.
Well, yeah, that's why
and
I printed it out.
Well, I think our lines are changing, Andrea.
I know. I think I think our lines are
but
changing.
We haven't received the new script.
Nick, my part, I found out I'm your secretary.
Yeah, I yell at you.
You yell at me.
I do.
And then I mention your wives or something like that. No. Or your wife. I'm
wife.
Sorry.
In real life, it's wives.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So you're nasty to Andrea?
I'm nasty to Andrea. I'm nasty to Steve.
Yeah. He's not happy.
I play a real annoying character, so it's typecasting.
With multiple wives. With one wife.
You haven't memorized your lines? Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to say. Like in 4.5 hours.
I've got mine all highlighted.
I'm going to highlight mine, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to memorize
them. Well, they're going to change, so. Well, I don't know.
And we have commercials. We have live commercials as well during the play, which is going to be very cool. I love these. What did we do last year?
I wasn't here.
It's a Wonderful
Carol.
Life.
Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life.
No, wasn't that the year before?
And then we did a Christmas Carol.
No, it was last year. It's a Wonderful Laugh. We did it last year right here in this studio.
Oh, and the Christmas Carol Hankner.
No, Christmas Carol Hankner.
That was last year.
Yeah,
the year before was
It's a Wonderful Laugh.
Yeah.
It's always a play on, obviously, for those listening who are saying, what the? It's a play on someone's name, someone who works here. And Jerry Wells is one of our longtime assistants who we love, 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 love. She's everybody's big sister at the station. And we love her. And today is our tribute to her. She'll be here as well. Miracle on Jerry Well Street. I think she might have a cameo in the play as well. Lots of surprise guests today. Dan Hampton, though, is going to be here. Patty Vasquez in the 9 o'clock hour. And I'm totally psyched. Our friend Dee Snider, who his Christmas story play is now in Toronto, but he's going to be joining us on the phone to give us an update. He was in studio guest hosting around this time last year. So
oh, he's not coming in.
Our buddy D is going to be here.
Kind of in Toronto.
Totally psyched about that.
When my early morning day begins. And the sunlight hits my face. I've got the sound of WGN 720 locked in place. Now I've tuned to you. And the day's all bright with me. Yeah, 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 yeah. The voice and wake up call. I know that it can only be the Steve Cochran Show.
Two in the morning, 720 WGN. Nick is here. Nick has not seen Star Wars yet.
No.
What?
No, I don't care.
What?
I'm going tomorrow.
Alone?
Is it the same movie tomorrow? Is it the same movie tomorrow that they showed at 10:30 last night?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
and,
Dad.
And like 2 weeks from now, it'll be the same.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Dad, come on.
No.
You always have to see it first. The kids today.
So get this. My kids bought tickets to see it the day after Christmas. They're all going together with their spouses, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. There's like 10 of them going.
I think that's cute.
It's so cute. I'm like, what about me? They didn't invite me.
Well, Mare, you're the mom.
I know, but
I'm going with my parents.
I'm the fun mom.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Nick.
So,
anyway, but that's a tradition. You take your parents every week to the movies.
I do.
That's true.
That's
yeah.
very
my
cool.
My son felt
they're not
though.
Actually very thrilled about the choice this week.
They don't want to see Star Wars?
No.
They don't care?
No.
You know what I do?
We come. My family doesn't care about Star Wars.
You know what I do think is cool is when I was young, I mean, I was, you know, five, six years old-ish, and I went with my dad. I remember seeing it. So my mom and I are going to go now and see it because my dad passed away a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. But I think it's cool now that I'm seeing a lot of the pictures of parents taking their kids to go see it.
Oh, yeah. No,
that is really, that's heartwarming and cool.
Thanks, Andrea. Thanks for rubbing.
Oh, sorry, Mayor. Aside from that, but your kids are grown.
No, but my son did say, he goes, Mom, I feel bad. I'll take you the next day, just me and you. I go, oh, that's so sweet. So maybe he will.
Is that really going to happen?
No, because he has to go back to Madison where he lives.
Right. But I have a quick question, Nick. As a movie critic,
yeah.
Don't you have to go into this with an open mind, and your mind is not open on this one?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that it's, a misnomer about being a critic, because critics are human.
Right.
And
you're not.
I've seen six Star Wars movies and liked one of them.
Which one?
Jedi or Empire.
Oh, you didn't like Jedi?
No, it
sucked. If you take the Ewoks out of it, Jedi
was
cool.
Which is about two-thirds of the movie.
There were too many Ewoks in Jedi. Mm. I get it.
Let's get back to critics are human. You're not human. Nice sweater.
Thank you.
You like that?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
I wore it specifically for the situation. And for the miracle, yeah.
Oh, I've got the Hawk Santa hat.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, let me just switch this out.
Look at that. We can be pals.
We are pals.
Oh.
What do you mean we could be pals?
What is that?
That's a Hawks hat. Oh, it's a Hawks nice. Santa hat.
Huh?
We are. That definitely matches, Steve.
I know.
It's going to be fun during Miracle when I get to yell at you as Santa.
I could get on your shoulders.
Oh, that'll work out.
Nick's back's out for the rest of the year. And I mean next year as well.
Yeah.
On a program tonight, several celebrity drop-off, drive-by things.
Celebrities are coming by.
Oh, okay.
Now, Kevin, you have an issue with this? Because I booked a lot of people.
Well, don't have an issue with it. We're just very, very tight on time, so I may be a little bit more...
edgy?
I'm going to say, yeah, a little more edgy today.
Kevin came in this morning and said, you guys all have to shut up today because it's a really tight show.
I don't think I said shut up.
You did not say that.
Well normally you guys are all so careful when it comes to the clock. I don't know why you'd be concerned.
Kettle.
Well, it is my show, so maybe I can do that. So here's the situation on the situation. Today on the program, you actually put a timer on me.
I have a timer. I have a little clock back here. I'll start it the second you start talking to the surprise guest, and I have a buzzer when you need to be done with the guest.
But what if it's a guest that, is really important that I don't want to cut off?
Even if it's President Obama, I will cut you off. That's just the process we're doing today, and we have to do it.
Larry Wirt will be on at 7:20.
He gave away the surprise. The company. You just gave away one of the surprise guests.
President Obama?
Yeah.
It's a surprise to Obama. He doesn't know he's on.
Right.
Lou joins us in a little bit. Archbishop Blaise Supich will be on at 7:10. Dan Hampton at 7:40, of course, because it's Friday.
Put the big boy pants on.
And the Oakdale Choir, chorus.
Oakdale Christian Academy Choir.
This is a kid last year who thought I was 75 years old.
They're fun.
Is the little guy coming in?
Yeah, well, they sent me a photo of everyone coming, and I spotted him. So I'm hoping the photo they sent is the crew.
He thought you were 75?
Away. Thought I was 75 last year.
Oh, good. Maybe you'll think you're 80 this
hilarious.
Year.
Hilarious.
Oh, can hope. Yeah, can hope.
And he thought I was like 40.
So, anyway, Nick.
Yeah.
So Star Wars is not your favorite, but you understand everybody else loves
it. Oh, yeah.
It's the biggest movie. Is it going to be the biggest movie of all time?
There's a real good chance of that happening. Without anybody's...
What's number one now?
Jurassic... No. No, it's Avatar. It's Crapitar.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The only movie ever written by a drunk monkey, I think.
Who's the drunk monkey?
No, I'm just saying. It's a monkey. And not only just a monkey wrote that movie, but a drunk monkey wrote that screenplay.
You know, I never saw it.
Thank God. Yeah, that's 3 hours of your life you'll never
it's
get back.
It's horrible.
It's terrible.
I refuse to commit to it. And D. Snyder at 9:10. Now, you stayed in regular contact with D, didn't you?
What? What? I was printing something up. What did you ask me?
You're sitting right here. I just asked you. Did you stay in regular contact with D?
That's how good I am.
Yes, I did.
Right there? Yes, I did, Steve.
Okay. All right.
Who?
That's the kind of thing I do.
Yeah, right?
Actually, that is the kind of thing.
You're channeling Dave Edit. Usually I got my finger on the pulse of this show. I do. I don't mean that in a dirty way.
Well,
Archbishop Blaise Supich will be on at 7:10, and we'll get this back on the rail shortly. Paul Conrad is dropping by at some point this morning as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very busy, busy thing. And in the true tradition of Christmas specials, when the doorbell rings and it opens, someone will be there. So, we'll get to all of it coming up, 720 WGN. Oh, and Mark is the first caller. Mark wins everything Kevin wants to give him. All right, 720 WGN.
It's Lou's First Call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran. Brought to you by American Weathermakers.
It's the time of the show.
We continue with our annual Christmas special, The Christmas Situation, and a special guest about to arrive again. Let me get to the door. I must be psychic. How did I know someone was at the door? And it's Lou Manfredini's here. Good morning. Hey.
Merry Christmas. So nice to see you.
Did you bring a gift?
I did. I brought fruitcake and frankincense and myrrh.
This looks like caulk.
It's in the shape of a Christmas stocking.
Yeah, it's nice. That's very nice.
Right.
Frank Incense, is he a friend of yours?
He is. We went to college together. Oh, we were roommates.
Nice. That's nice. Everyone say Merry Christmas to Lou.
Merry Christmas, Lou.
Now, unlike the other guests on the show, Kevin, Lou doesn't have a 60-second time limit, right?
No. Lou gets plenty of time here.
Okay,
well, that's, you know why? Because it's sponsored.
That's exactly right. Otherwise, you're off the show.
Right, exactly.
And what are you doing for Christmas?
Oh, my gosh. Almost all the Manfredinis are – well, right now all the Manfredinis are home, which, Steve, as you know, that's the most important thing, have all your kids home. So it's the best. And but Quinn has to go back for one more exam, so he just came home for the weekend, which is nice. And we will be having Christmas Eve at our house with my wife's family, which will be very nice.
Do you need this fake doorbell and door open sound effect for that? Or you just
No. Our doorbell works at our house, so thank you.
You sure? Hear it. Listen to it again, just so you know.
Okay. It's a thing at our house because Enzo, our dog, hates the doorbell, so he goes crazy.
By the way, do we have a door that goes with that, Kev? I thought we had a door. There we go. Yeah. That's how we know people are here at the party. And by the way, can't you tell it's a party? Ooh, the atmosphere is just, it's buzzy.
Wow. Is that a coyote you have in there, or what is that?
That was me. I had a little too much eggnog early on, Lou.
That's a big problem in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, people want to ask questions. We have people want to ask questions, but Nick is not normally here. Nick is here. Nick, do you have any problems at your apartment? Things that you need Lou to help you fix?
My doorbell doesn't work, Lou.
Okay, there you go. Hi, Nick.
But I prefer it that way. So.
Right, exactly. I do too, actually.
Yeah. Lou has to talk to people all week. Why would he want to talk to them when he doesn't have to?
Right, exactly. So. It's never for me anyway.
So do you have the traditional Christmas morning opening of the gifts, or do you do the thing where the kids get to open one Christmas Eve?
Well, we do because we get together with our family. My wife's father-in-law, the grandfather of the whole group, he brings his gift for all the grandkids, and he gets one gift, the same gift for all the grandkids, which is really fun. And so they all get to open that the night of Christmas Eve because we get all the grandkids together. And then they all have a secret Santa amongst themselves. Since they're all together, they do that. But the rest of the kids, not until Christmas morning.
Yeah, it's
for the Manfredini family.
You know, Ross and Amy. And by the way, today's Ross's birthday. Ross Cochran's birthday. He's 20. He's 20. Let me do the math here. He's 25 today. 25. It's a big birthday.
That is.
Yeah, 25. You remember 25?
I do.
Yeah, 25 was a big deal.
It was.
All right. Good. Thanks for adding to this, Lou.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I was engaged when I was 25 years old.
To your current wife?
Yeah, to my current wife.
Okay,
right?
Good.
Yeah, and as of when I left this morning, we were still married, so it's good. I don't know what's going to happen this afternoon, but right now...
I'll allow her to keep her options open. I've met
you. Right.
So, anyone have any questions for Lou before we get to, the rest of the folks?
I do.
Yeah, Dave,
I do.
Go ahead.
Lou, good morning.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
And welcome to the party, Dave.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah.
Question about my water heater. Some people call them hot water.
See, this
heaters.
Is the problem when Lou goes to a party. He can't just have a conversation with people.
Right.
People come
right.
up to him and
it's
they
like
go,
a doctor.
Hey, well, my it hurts when I do this. All right, so you got a water heater.
Got a water heater. Well, the pilot went out. I've never had a problem with the water heater. I relit the pilot. It's working. It seems to be working fine. But is that a signal that the water heater will soon be failing?
Well, that's an old water heater if you've got a pilot light. How old is that thing?
Older than Dave.
It's not that old.
Not that old. It probably doesn't look as good as Dave.
Thank you, Lou.
Yeah.
I'm probably about 7 or 8 years old. I don't think it's that old.
Really? I bet it's older than that, because typically a 7 or 8 year old water heater would have a glow plug, not a pilot light. So
Dave's showing me a picture of it. It's got a hand crank, and it actually
it's like an old Model T.
Yeah, exactly.
You take your
here's the thing. Here's the thing about tanked water heaters. Tanked water heaters, when you buy them brand new, are working at about 80% efficient. After about 5 years, you're lucky to get 70% efficiency out of that water heater as it's heating the water. 20% of the energy money you spend on energy is for standby, meaning that right now, you know, you're at work, the rest of the Ennett family is asleep, nobody's using that hot water, but it's ready for you, and it's using energy. So you could have a, you know, plumber come out and change out a thermocoupler and take a look at that pilot light and probably spend a couple $100 on that service call.
Or get a water heater from the 21st century, Dave.
Well, you could replace it with a tanked water heater that...
they're like $9.
No.
Come on, spend some money, Dave.
Plumber, it's probably $1,500.
That's my point.
If you do an on-demand water heater, which I'm a big fan of...
So that way you can watch your favorite shows.
Right. It's $3,000. Yeah. But it'll last 20 years.
Yeah, okay.
And it's an aha moment when you go to sell the house, Dave.
Oh, really? Okay, well, that's good.
In 20 years, you amortize that $3,000 over 20 years, it's like $8 a year.
So you weren't far off.
You're actually not too far off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Dave. Dave's not going to wander over to Dr. Most and ask him about his health, taking advantage of everybody here at the party.
Right. And Dr. Most will be like, you look fantastic.
Kev, here at the fake Christmas party, I do feel like we need some party sound effects in the background. It sounds awfully quiet in here.
All right, I'll work on that.
Can you get some fake party sound effects to add to this?
It's not a fake party. Why did you say that?
I do have a party sound in my, if he goes into My Little Mr. Fix-It vault, I do. It's one of those things.
Oh, it's in there. Okay. Is it long enough where we can loop it for the rest of the show?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Thanks. Let's get to the first caller, because that wasn't it. Chris is on the phone. And,
I also have a donkey sound, if you want to use that.
That's none of your business or mine. This whole thing is sponsored by American Weathermakers until the word donkey comes up again.
Right, this will be the last time they do that.
Chris, what is your problem, Chris, on this very Merry Christmas?
Well, our Christmas lights have two prongs, and I want to know the difference between a three-prong extension cord and just plugging it into the two-prong.
Well, it's one more prong.
Christmas lights. Yeah. If there's an issue, do we have to get a two-prong extension cord or a three-prong?
No,
the DFI is a three-prong.
We've got a lot of prongs going on. It's a serious prong.
Yeah, no. The only issue is if you're going to plug that in, and we're talking about outside, whenever you're plugging any holiday lights, it's a really good idea once you plug it in, we got to take some electrical tape or duct tape and tape that connection together just to keep water out of it. If this is going to be outside, that ground, that third plug is the ground. You just don't want any water running into that and or snow if it ever actually snows in Chicago. But tape those joints. But there's no issue with plugging that in.
No.
Double insulated on a holiday lights, and it doesn't need a ground.
Yeah, and two prong versus three prong, the difference is one prong. I mean, I'm not an idiot.
No,
that's the difference.
No, absolutely.
April Air event-based thermostat, brought to you by the leaders in Chicagoland's indoor comfort, American Weathermakers. Take control of your temperature and the air you breathe. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. From the Bear, dear Steve and Lou and Steve. Thank you for all the great advice over the year, and have a Merry Christmas. Sincerely, the Bear.
That's so nice.
Isn't that nice?
That's so nice.
And we're hearing from goats, bears, donkeys this morning.
Let me tell you something.
Right. It's like Noah's Ark.
I am the only one that had the courage to bring up the threat of bears in the state of Illinois.
That's true. And look at how, and look at how you were right.
Right. That's exactly right.
They now have access to texting.
You're right, exactly.
You're right. I was right. That's exactly right.
Right.
You're on the radio tomorrow, aren't you?
I am. Actually in the studio, so try not to stink it up. from the party.
Yeah. Well, Dave just spilled another drink.
Exactly.
Too much eggnog.
That's a problem.
I am going to see you guys later for the Miracle on Jerry Well Street. Do you want me to bring anything? Does Dave need to bring me to bring a bottle of Fireball?
How about a water heater?
You know, by the way, if he brings up Fireball, if you're looking for a good holiday drink, Fireball and rum chata, very tasty with a little candy cane in it.
Really?
I didn't say that. I'm not the one who said that.
This is the first time in my life I've ever been the designated driver.
There you go. And God bless you for it.
Right, yes. true. God bless you.
John's here. Before we run out of time, John, do you have any problems at the house you want to ask Lou about?
Yeah, Lou, I bought a used hot water heater from Dave Ennett, and the coal chute broke.
Right, the coal chute. Right.
How do I replace that coal chute?
Well, and that's a problem because they're very hard to find, and it's hard to find anybody to deliver coal as well. So that's the problem is once you fix the chute, how are you going to heat that water?
Dave brings it once a month.
In his Volvo that he got from Howard Orloff.
Well, Santa might leave him a little bit, so then we'll have some extra.
True.
Very good. I also want to thank one other texter from the 630 who sent me a picture of the American Weathermaker's truck they're driving next to. This is a full-service audience.
Wow.
American Weathermaker sponsors Lou Manfredini. He'll join us later. Did you notice, by the way, that the Miracle on 34th/Jerry Well Street starts at 10 a.m.?
I did.
And do you know what time this show ends?
10.
And do you know where this is being done?
Upstairs.
Yeah, 7th floor, Campbell Hall.
Right. Can you make it that quickly?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to need an escort.
Look, we can get you something.
Yeah, I mean,
take you up there.
You got the paparazzi to get through, and I mean, it's a lot.
Right. He can put you on the hand truck that he brought the water heater in with.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to all of us. Merry Christmas. You. Thanks for coming.
Ho, ho, ho.
There you go. That's Lou Manfredini dropping by the party. Yeah, Dave, people come in the party. You always got to ask your own personal stuff.
I'm sorry.
It's unbelievable.
I'll try to.
I mean, Jordan Goodman's over there. What are you going to go over there and ask him about your credit card interest rates?
My 401k.
Unbelievable. Your 401k. Couple of news items before we get back to the party, which we've talked about in the news, but in case you missed it, yesterday during the political segment, we talked about the fact that the governor was going to get together with the four tops. The four tops would be the leaders of the House and the Senate, Republican and Democrat side, to try to come to an agreement on a budget. Now, 8 months later, I've lost track of when it should have been done. And yesterday at the budget meeting, Andrea, what happened?
Well, there was a budget meeting. Nothing happened, but there was a no-show. Michael Madigan did not show up for the meeting because his spokesman said a scheduling conflict suddenly came up. His words.
What could be more important yesterday, barring a family emergency?
Completely
what
agree.
Could be more important than showing up for that budget meeting?
Well, this was the same speaker who, at the very first meeting that they had scheduled, the one before the first one actually went off, he said that he couldn't attend that one because he had an out-of-state commitment. Well, what was
right.
that? It turned out to be a funeral. Fine, out-of-state.
Right.
And then he did show up for the first one and the second one. He says progress was made and didn't show up for this Thursday meeting, but had been touting that he was going to be there until something came up.
Again, I have no doubt that the governor is part of the problem and that the governor needs to move farther in his negotiations as well. Mm-hmm. But the governor was there yesterday.
Yes.
Governor Rauner was there yesterday. Madigan didn't show up.
Right. Cullerton was there. Christine Madonio was there. They were all there.
Yeah. So for those of you who, like me, are union members, would like to continue your support for Michael Madigan, if that's what you believe to be the right move to make, maybe insist that he shows up for the meetings to try to get the embarrassment of a state with no budget done before the next budget is due.
Now, after the second meeting, Mike Madigan was at a City Club luncheon in Chicago. That's when he said that the state income tax should be raised back to at least 5%, and then that's when that hashtag campaign started, Tax Hike Mike. Is what they were calling him. So whether that had something to do with him not showing up, I don't know.
Look, as I said yesterday, he's been there 41 years. He is a big part of the problem. He may be the problem. But if he's not willing to show up to help solve it, then the problem is him. You don't get to skip meetings like that.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute outrage. And the fact that it's not being covered in a bigger way by news outside of this place is ridiculous.
Completely agree. Yep.
Second piece that I want to get to before we get back to the party, because we're going to do our gift exchange here. And that is that, and I think this was brought up in the news at the top of the hour as well, that they're going to be doing a protest this weekend blocking Midway?
Oh, Midway and O'Hare. Today is supposed to be O'Hare, blocking the roads leading up to it, which is frustrating on every single level. I mean, really.
Okay, but the quote I heard from someone, because they did. Somebody was asked, why are you doing this? What's the point of this? Do you have that tape?
I do. The short one where, you want to hear it?
Yeah, and who is this speaking? It's one of the leaders?
Yeah, this is William J.R. Fleming. He's with the Chicago Anti-Eviction Campaign. Ready for this?
Okay.
Everybody has to suffer. We have to redistribute the pain.
Everybody has to suffer, he said. We have to redistribute the pain.
What does that mean?
Here's one more. It's a quickie.
It's a form of boycott. You know, we want to create an inconvenience for people. We want there to be some economic repercussions.
Okay, again, I'd like to explain to the Reverend Jackson, to Father Flager, and to everybody leading these protests. And by the way, everybody leading these protests who didn't protest when the 9-year-old kid was shot and murdered in an alley. Where were you then? Mm-hmm. And secondarily, when you stop people from shopping on Michigan Avenue, when you stop people from getting to their airplanes to go out of town on business, people who have no beef with you, people who probably agree with you, the large majority of which, how do you expect them to be on your side or understand it? Your protest makes no sense. There's nothing about this logical, and you're stopping economics that create a tax base to pay for the services you say you don't have enough of, including investigating the police department. Stop it. You know, go to the mayor's house. Sit on the street in front of the mayor's house.
Go to City Hall.
Go to City Hall. Go down to Springfield. But stop getting in the way of people who probably support you. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassingly wrong.
Yep, it is.
Everybody's got, we redistribute the pain. What the hell are you talking about?
It's insane.
People are on your side until you continue this nonsense.
Well, again, yeah, stopping someone from catching a plane is going to change nothing as far as the police department.
It's ridiculous.
Concerned.
Yeah, there was a demonstration at Reagan National Airport in Washington yesterday. I'm not quite sure who it was, but they wanted whatever is fair. At the airport. They were blocking some of the entrances into the terminal, and then the police arrived and said, you can't do that.
What did I miss at the airport? Everybody can't get to the Sbarro?
Yeah.
What am I missing?
You're going to miss your plane is what's going to happen.
Right.
And you're going to get angrier.
It's 6:45. We redistribute the gifts on this show in just a second.
We need a gift exchange.
We'll do that right after the traffic. Mary's here with that with an update. What do you have, Mary?
And it looks like it's slowing down, especially traveling outbound on the Kennedy. No protesters out there yet, but it is slow into Nagel, about 24 minutes, heading out to the airport. Also heavy on the inbound Eisenhower between Mannheim and First, 36 minutes in from 53. 22 for Mannheim. Some delays, Cicero to Kedzie on the inbound Stevenson, 26 in from the Tri-State. Not too bad yet on the Ryan and the rest of the tollway. Still that accident in Palatine, though, at Dundee and Hicks. Traffic sponsored by Cabela's. Hurry in for Cabela's Christmas sale in Hoffman Estates in Hammond, Indiana. Shop Saturday, 8 a.m. Doorbusters for amazing deals on all of your favorite brands, or get the gift that always fits, Cabela's gift cards. Don't miss the Cabela's Christmas sale. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
See if you recognize this voice.
Oh, I used to nuts at Christmas on that happy holiday. When I go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I squander all my pay. Oh, I used to nuts at Christmas. Shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before I rush in the store like a poor bewildered yerk. I look at nightgowns for my wife, those black ones trimmed in red. But I won't know her size, and so she get the carpet sweeper instead. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas, and any kid hangs up his sock. It's the time for kids to flip their lips and their papa goes in hot.
That's right, Orion Samuelson. I used to go nuts at Christmas.
Nice job.
Recorded live in a barn somewhere in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
Circa.
With the Lino Frigo and the Musical Wheels changed their name to Lino Frigo and the Ufta Band. Ufta is the all-purpose word for Norwegians that can say, that's good or that's really bad.
Yeah, and by the way, I love what's the name of the band again?
The Lino Frigo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you been to Memphis to their mansion?
Can Kevin step out of
Kevin, come on out, Kevin. Step away from
the
eggnog, your perch.
The eggnog. Kevin, there you go. That's one.
How'd you stick within the 10?
Why do you have two? Well, there's a story behind
here we go.
Why
I thought we had a $10 limit.
We did, but I couldn't resist this. It's Kevin. He does so much for us throughout the year. And this is the first gift I bought for Kevin, which he's opening right now.
Oh, there's two for me?
Yeah, there's two.
All right.
Yeah, one was $5, the other was $5.
Oh, all right.
No.
Nice.
I went a little over.
What do you got there, Kev?
Beautiful. A 3-in-1 barbecue tool.
Oh.
Perfect, Andrea. It's the shape of a football.
That's fantastic.
This is amazing. It's got a bottle opener at the end of the handle. Perfect. Thank you,
Classy.
Andrea.
You're going to take a picture of that and put it online?
We'll put it on social.
I know you're a big barbecue fan. So I bought that, and that was actually on sale, and I was leaving, and I found this. You know how when you're checking out at the store and they have all the little tchotchkes by the checkout?
Yeah,
so
that's how they get you.
Dave, would you hand that to Kevin? This is his part two.
Kev, here's part two. You get
it. And I know, Steve, obviously we don't support any kind of porn and calendars
we
and things like that. But when it comes
we don't support it. We look at it.
When it comes
we don't support
to food porn, though, I had to get this for Kevin.
This is great. This is food porn right here. This is a calendar, and it says I Heart Bacon, filled with bacon facts, trivia, delicious recipes. And on the front, there's a wonderful photo of a big pile of bacon. That's wonderful.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you, Andrea.
You bet, Kevin. Every month, it's bacon featured in different scenarios. And
do you need a minute, Kevin?
I think I might. I'll be back in a couple.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm happy you're happy.
That's tremendous. Dave, would you like to go next?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Okay, who's your present for?
It's for you, Steve.
Oh, I'm touched already.
Okay. Oh, this will be good.
This is in, and, well, here, I'll let you open it.
Okay, just hand that over here. Again, we're opening presents. And, boy, you can hear that
obviously,
the party.
Obviously, Dave did not wrap that.
It's really beautiful.
I got some help at home.
I was going to say, it's beautifully wrapped.
Oh, look at the thing on the top.
Yeah, well, it's a little shoesy, sneakery thing.
Cute.
It's a pink Converse.
I think it'll fit you.
Pink Converse high top.
Yeah, and I have a feeling this present may not be for me.
No, it's for you.
Oh, it is for me.
It is for you. Absolutely, it's for you.
Kind of looks like a box of chocolate, doesn't it?
It does look that way.
Is that Frango Mints?
No, it's not Frango Mints.
It's a box. I got a box.
We were only allowed to spend $10.
Right, I understand.
I thought yours was 100.
I'm not criticizing the box.
I thought it said N at 100.
Wow, Karen did a really nice job of wrapping
this.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh.
It's a frame for my my new and first grandchild. It's a girl. And yes, it is.
Oh, so cute.
And we knew that
for a while.
She looks a little old already.
Very cute frame.
And imagine how painful it must have been for Lauren. This child looks like she's a year old.
Yeah. At least.
Yeah. Well, that's very nice, Dave. Thanks, Karen.
you can thank
what
her.
Gave it away, the beautiful wrapping.
You can thank her yourself when she comes in later.
Did you just find out what it is now, Dave?
No, I.
Oh, okay.
This was.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
She helped
you
wrap it.
Warren, you're next.
Okay. Mine is for David.
Go Cats.
And. Gloria did my job.
I was going to say, nice wrapping job by Gloria.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay, it looks like there's two things in here.
Well, I want to explain the second
one. Oh, wow, this is very cool. This is a football helmet, a Northwestern football helmet.
Go Cats.
I'm guessing it's chocolate.
It's solid chocolate.
The helmet itself is solid chocolate?
The helmet itself is solid chocolate, and then there are small footballs.
Small chocolate footballs.
That's tremendous.
Right? Isn't that great?
And that's really cool.
Wait, there's more.
Yeah. And when the lady at Marcus found out who we were gifting, she said, let me add to it for Dave Bennett, because she's a regular listener.
Okay. Oh.
So she has added to it, and they have done something they have never done before.
What's it, a cake?
It's
chocolate-covered kale.
Kale with chocolate.
Oh, no more cuss.
Nasty.
We should have made Orion go last.
Oh.
That's the winner.
Chocolate-covered kale.
That is such the absolute winner.
Yes, you certainly
he's eating?
Chocolate-covered kale.
Oh, that's really good.
This is a moment.
That's tremendous.
Boy, this
normally, Dave will just go out in the middle of the show and he'll gnaw on the median. Crawl
well,
up on the median.
Thank the lady at Marcus Candy.
Marcus?
Marcus, M-O-R-K-E-S.
Well, that's
they made the Blackhawk hockey puck.
Yeah. They were tremendous.
That I brought in last spring.
It's really good, A.D.
Yeah.
Boy, that's really tough.
Everybody dig in. Thank you, Big O. That's great. Thanks to Gloria.
John, what do you have?
Here's the thing. Mine is for Steve Alexander.
Yeah, okay. I've already opened it.
I was going to say, because this is kind of fun.
This is a gift from Steve Alexander for me. So
okay.
That's Steve Alexander.
Orion, would you do the honors?
Yes.
Steve.
Can I pick the chocolate off the kale and just eat the chocolate?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. All right, good deal. Here.
Can I unwrap mine quick from Steve Alexander?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll do it quick. I like this little bowl. Isn't it cool? It's like a slinky bowl.
Chocolate-covered kale. That is amazingly creative and yet that's still hysterical. Repulsive. Even dribbled.
Did you even taste it, Steve?
No, absolutely not. No.
Okay, my gift, it's in a baseball box. He got me a baseball.
This is from Steve Alexander.
This is from Steve. He got me a baseball.
Wait. He knows people. Is it signed?
I don't know. It says Rawlings on it.
Yeah, Rawlings was a good player.
It's signed, but who is it?
Here, I'll take a look.
Pass
maybe
it.
I can
decipher. Oh, Dave will know. Throw it? Okay. Oh.
Yeah, definitely throw a signed ball.
Right.
I believe the first letter is a J.
Could it be Arrieta? Could it?
Could be, or it could be Joe Madden.
Yeah, Joe Madden.
Oh, Joe Madden.
Joe makes
Madden.
Total sense.
That's
you
awesome.
Got an autographed ball from the manager of the Cubs. Joe Madden autographed the baseball. How great is that?
I don't think it's Madden.
It's Madden as far as his bit goes. Yeah. Yeah, here again. Let me see.
Maybe it's Arrieta.
No, I think it, you're
but
right.
But it's definitely
it looks like
a
an
J.
M.
Yeah, that's Madden.
It's Madden.
Yeah, that's Madden.
That's so cool.
The manager of the soon-to-be world champion Chicago Cubs.
I wonder how much Steve Alexander paid for it. Oh.
How much he paid for it?
$10.
I got a feeling he may have gotten that one out of his closet.
Yeah, it's Madden because...
Orion opened the other... go ahead.
See the double D's.
Of course, Kevin, you had to buy for somebody. Who'd you buy for?
I bought for John, but I think, was there one more here, John, that Orion opened?
Orion opened one for Steve.
For Steve Alexander, it's the President of the United States and figurines.
Oh, they're Pez.
Presidents.
Pez dispenser presidents.
Richard Nixon.
Oh, that's the best.
And Steve. Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan.
That's very cool.
Yeah. I got that in 82.
That's tremendous.
And it's a presidential podium.
Yes.
That's really great.
Yep. It's a Pez dispenser.
Ross, it couldn't be here because he's doing the whole baby watch thing. So he gets nothing.
Oh.
Even on his birthday.
Wow.
Jeez.
Andrea?
Oh,
that's
for you have me? Okay.
Yeah, and I wrapped it myself.
And the Chicago Blackhawks bag?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's a little Santa Claus ornament.
Yeah, it's
ornament.
A Blackhawks ornament. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's so
I spent
cute.
A lot of time shopping for this.
That's so cute.
Good job, Maureen.
Wait, there's more.
Thanks, Maureen.
There's more.
Or Amy.
And I get, are those things you put under your eyes?
Eye black. Official Blackhawks eye black.
Oh, I can
stickers
wear these
you put under your eye.
Put it over the gen, you saw.
I can wear these to the game.
Don't worry, your regular Christmas present will be way better than this.
You know what? This is awesome. And... there's red and black.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And since we're lucky enough to have Nick here and...
cool.
John, what?
Yeah, I had John this year. And
yeah, we're out of time.
I'm right here,
oh,
Steve.
Sorry, John, you can't open it, and the gift will be taken back by me. I'm sorry. Next year, we'll get
now,
it.
Now, did you open your present yet?
No.
Go ahead.
Oh, is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
What did you get over here?
I'm quick, John.
I didn't even see you.
He's quick.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
What is it?
I got two wonderful cigars at Tour Fuente. Are these sun-grown?
They are sun-grown.
Oh, my God.
For you.
I can light up here, right?
Sure, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
No problem?
Yeah, they encourage
those
it.
Aren't the ones I gave you from Cuba, right, Kevin?
No, we already smoked those.
Free gift.
No, they smoked those.
Are those cigars special in some way?
Yes, they are. They're made out of skunk juice.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm ecstatic.
So you can't light them.
You can't light them.
I flew to Cuba to get those for you, John. I hope
did
you like them.
These are
very
Dominican.
Nice. Well, Merry
They're
Christmas,
Dominican,
everybody. And since Nick's here
thank you.
And the math didn't work out for someone to actually pick Nick, would you give Nick this $20 bill?
Wait, I'm good.
Here, just give Nick the $20.
No, 10.
I'm going to wrap it.
I don't have change. Just give Nick the 20.
You know what, Steve? I'm going to wrap it in the show agenda.
Yeah.
So he's got something open
here,
happy
birthday, Nick.
There you go, Nick. Merry Christmas.
What'd you get?
I don't know. I've never seen one of these before.
Nick got a 20.
I think it's a 20.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come back, get the news in just a second. I hope you enjoyed our completely self-indulgent gift exchange. Orions, of course, the chocolate-covered kale, kicked butt.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
On the Steve Cochran Show, Must Five for Christmas.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Oh, this is number one.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
It's 7:12. Ross is working on this for quite a while before we left to become a new dad and make me a grandfather. Before he left, he made sure that we would be having a chance, and it's an honor to welcome to the program Archbishop Blaise Supich. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Nice to have you on. I hope you're adjusting well to Chicago.
Well, you know, it was easy for me. I grew up in Omaha, so the climate is about the same.
Would you like snow, or are you against snow at this point?
Well, I told kids when I visited their school recently that I have something in common with them. I'm praying for snow days.
And I'm sure you got a roar out of them.
Oh, they did. They cheered.
There's two things. One, I'd like to thank you for your words on Mr. Capuano. Lost his life as a firefighter, and I think you give great comfort to folks when you bring him into your conversation.
Well, you know, it is heartbreaking, as I noted, after visiting yesterday with the family. This man got up like all first responders do, the police, fire, and all the other first responders get up every day to protect people, and for him to die in the midst of serving the public good is heartbreaking, and it really, we all feel that loss.
And we met his dad right around Veterans Day as we were doing a look back at 50 years of Vietnam, and he was a Vietnam vet and been proud of his son, as obviously you would guess. But this just seems like, you know, Dan Capuano seems like one of those guys who didn't sleep. You know, when he wasn't a firefighter, he was coaching the kids or he was doing something in the community. It's a big loss.
Well, they're very much involved in their parish. Father Ed has a funeral. Their pastor today. The kids are in the grade school, the two boys, and the daughter is at Macaulay. You know, they're just they're community people, and they all live in a way that everybody does their part and plays by the same rules.
It's another significant day for the church in that Mother Teresa will be made a saint. Any comments particular to that?
Well, you know, I met many times Mother Teresa when I worked in Washington, D.C. I worked for the Vatican Embassy there. And whenever she would come to Washington, since I was the youngest man on the totem pole, I ended up driving her around. So I got to see her quite a bit, and she was always late for things because people wanted photos with her. And one day we were terribly late, and I said, Mother, I think we have to go. Oh, she said, no, we have to finish all these photos. So I got back in the car, and I said, you really like taking photos. Oh, she said, no, I dread it. I said, well, what's this all about then, that you take photos? She said, I made a deal with God. I thought, well, I want to hear this one. She said, the deal with God is every time someone takes a photo of me, God has to let somebody out of purgatory.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, that's it's a great advocate to have, isn't it?
Yeah, how about that for negotiation? That is a great story. Now, aside from the tardiness for all the right reasons, was she talkative in the car? Did she have a particular song she liked to listen to? What was she like as a rider?
No, she was just very pleasant. She was an ordinary person. You know, she told me about some of her work that we did. And she was always kind of anticipating what was the next thing to do. She was very highly organized individual. She was an individual who could think very, very organically and systemically about what she was going to do that day, the people she was going to meet. So she was an individual who had really a steel spine in the sense of wanting to be attentive to people and was very generous with her time.
You know, this is really significant that you would have that kind of personal time with her, but I have to feel like the first time you were told you're going to be driving around Mother Teresa, you had to go, how good a driver am I? You don't want to have a fender bender with Mother Teresa in the car.
Exactly. I said, boy, you better, you know, you better increase the liability insurance.
Well, that's a fabulous story. It's the Christmas season, obviously, and these are tough times. These are troubled times. If it's not news about ISIS on the other side of the world and the horror of that, we certainly have plenty of issues to deal with here at home. How do we give people some optimism now during Christmas?
Well, I think which, especially you mentioned ISIS, I think it's very important for people to understand that this is a whole new level of threat here, because what they do is they contact people through the internet and incite them. They don't fund them necessarily, but they do incite them in various parts of the world to do violence randomly. And they're not ideological. They all they want to do is create havoc. And I think that we have to keep in mind in America that if we become divided among ourselves or fearful, they win. So I think that the important thing for us is to really pull together as a nation and realize that, yes, there are these threats out there, but they're not going to win. We're not going to become a divided nation. We're the United States of America, and we should not be afraid.
Well said by you, sir. I want to get Mary in here as the resident card-carrying Catholic on the show. Good morning, Mary. Please say hi to the Archmayor.
Oh, good morning.
Say hi to the Archbishop.
It's an honor.
How are you?
It's an honor. I'm great this morning.
Good.
How have you noticed, are more young people coming back to the church after the drive that we had, you know, years ago to get people back into the Catholic Church? Have you noticed that?
Well, I think that it would be anecdotal for me to respond to that. I can just tell you that Sunday when I did the opening of the Holy Door, I would say a good fourth of the people were under 30 years old at the cathedral for the 5:15 Mass. A lot of people, young people today, are quite enamored and taken by Pope Francis. They find him to be someone who really speaks their language. There's a renewed enthusiasm for the life of faith and religion that he has, I think, inspired.
I salute that notion and also seconded as a community Christian church member, in Naperville in particular. I think I see more kids, youth, if that's the right word for it, in general, that I think is directly attributable to not just the Pope, but his understanding of the media, his appeal to being such a great story for the media. I just think he's great for God in general. How's that for a generalization?
Well, I think you're onto something, but also I think it testifies to something that sometimes we ignore. There's a deep spiritual life in young people that needs to be tapped into and needs to be channeled and brought to a link with people of faith of earlier generations. I think sometimes we discount that young people have a spiritual life maybe because they're busy in building their careers or they have other preoccupations, but they still have their longings, the human longings that we all do.
Merry Christmas to you. I know how busy you are. I really appreciate your time, and God bless you and the work you're doing.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you. Have a nice Christmas, Steve and Mary, and all of your listeners.
And hold the line one sec. Kevin would like to say hi to you off the air. It's Mary back. How about that? That's the Archbishop, Mary.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was in shell-shocked.
I heard, Mary, you were a little short in the collection plate last week, and I was trying to help you out.
No, I was hoping he didn't notice. Yeah. But I am lecturing tomorrow night at church, so I feel better about
you're myself. Lecturing. all right, here's Mary now with your update on your traffic trouble spots. And, we got a guest coming up for you people.
Ooh, another surprise
boss.
Guest.
You know, you thought the Archbishop was big. The boss, the guy that runs this company.
Oh, boy.
In just a moment.
Okay.
It's 7:25 in the morning as the party continues. Do you have the fake party sound effects? Oh, boy, you can sense it. John DeCoste, musical director, is here. Nick's here. Orient's here. Mary's upstairs. Dave's here.
This is
Kevin,
fantastic.
Andrea, me, Ross, sobering up somewhere. Oh, wait, he doesn't drink, does he? And happy birthday to Ross today. How about that?
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Ross. I would have made him a cake.
Well, he's not here. He couldn't have it.
I know.
Save some chocolate-covered kale for him.
Yeah, I will. And happy birthday to my dad also.
Happy birthday to your dad.
Oh, 92 today.
All birthdays.
Great.
Go Cats.
Hashtag all birthdays matter.
Keith Richards' birthday today, too.
Is someone at the door, Kev? You're kidding. I had no idea. It's president of Tribune Media and all-around handsome guy, Larry Wirt. Good morning, Larry.
Hi, Steve. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, Larry.
Hello.
Let the sucking up begin. Anybody need to ask Larry for anything?
Hey, boss, you look good.
Thanks for my height. Thank you.
You know, Larry, you know, Larry, you and I go back 20 years, and we spend most Christmases together just cuddling by the fire, but I'm sorry I won't be able to be with you this Christmas.
And why would that be?
Well, because, you know, I'm going to be a grandfather, and I've got other commitments, but you'll be all right.
Okay. Well, what about Easter? What about even the 4th of July? I'll be by a fire.
Take out. What are you doing for the Christmas holiday with your big family?
Just big family gathering and at my home in Riverside, Illinois, and, you know, just catching up, slowing down for a minute.
You know, Larry lives in the same log cabin that he built with his bare hands as a youngster.
That's amazing.
That is true.
You guys aware of that?
That's true.
I did not know
outside,
that.
Yeah. There's an outside bathroom and everything.
And tell us, Larry, at this point, you know, the show is the number one talk show in Chicago. Thanks for that, by the way. And at what point do you anticipate huge truckloads of cash pulling up to my house because of that?
It should be any day now. I mean, the only thing I like better than listening to your show in the morning is to listening to commercials on your show in the morning.
That's exactly right.
Because the only thing I like better.
What about money for the lead-in to Steve's show?
Which is great, but I got to tell you something. You remember It's a Wonderful Life? Every time a commercial plays, there is a cash register rings in Larry's house. Yeah, yeah. It's a stretch. I got to work on it. Well, thank you for being on. And I know today, because it's the Christmas season, you'll probably do what you normally do. You'll be up in your office drinking quietly, weeping, rocking back and forth. Any other plans?
No, just that. I don't know how much eggnog will give their lives, so I can do that today, but it'll be a substantial amount.
And we want to thank, of course, your people, Jimmy DeCastro and Todd Manley, for letting us work here.
Two heroes in my life. You guys have had a great year. The whole station has, and I'm really proud of you all. And you know who we owe it all to is basically the Chicago Blackhawks. But
that was good. It's true.
It brings fans in, and they forget to change the channel, and it creates an illusion that we get ratings. So I'm just so proud of you all.
It's so tremendous. It really is tremendous. You know, I really thought I had changed my opinion of management in this building until that moment.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas, and you won't be the first manager I've said this to here. You suck. Thank you, buddy. I love you, and because you're on the because you're on the show, we're going to give away Hawks tickets right now.
I love that. That's the most fun. Have a great day, you guys.
Buzz him off.
Enjoy the rest of the party. And after this goes over, take the rest of the day off.
What a good man.
Yeah.
By the way, standing by on the phone now because we have to shift to a party guest who we're glad to see. No, we love Larry. We love Larry. And the seventh caller now wins Hawks tickets. You can't come to the party, but you can actually call 312-981-7200. Oh, look, it's Dr. Kevin Most.
You guys are so lucky to have Larry Word as a boss.
Oh, stop it. Just
he's a great guy.
He actually is a great guy. Really is a great guy.
He already hung up, you guys.
No, he is. Listen, it does, you know me. Nothing pains me more to love Larry Wirt and Jimmy DeCastro and Todd Manley, but the fact is I do.
It is true.
Yeah. They're all great. And you, on the other hand, Doc, the jury is still out.
That's all right. I'm fine with that.
Not for me. I've already decided.
Oh, he's the best. Dr. Kevin Most. We're so lucky to have so many good friends show up for the fake party. Doc, what's your Christmas plan look like?
You know what? Every year at Mom's house, it's been tradition forever, so it's just a great day, and you know, the house is packed, and it's a lot of fun, so we're looking forward to it.
Now, you realize this will be my first Christmas with a grandchild, and if she needs anything medically, keep your phone on. I'll be calling you.
Oh, yeah. I expect, you know, between you and Ross to have speed dial. She burped. What should I do?
That's pretty much it, yeah. How are you feeling? I always feel like we're always talking about other people's health. How are you? Can I check you for a hernia here at the party?
All right. A few more cups of eggnog first.
Are you feeling all right? I never ask you about your health.
I am. You know, I'm a little tired. I had a quick down-and-back trip to Washington, D.C. yesterday, so it just kind of takes a little bit out of you.
And were we on the same plane? Because I flew back yesterday, too.
I was on Southwest, Orion.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I was on United. So.
Yeah.
Orion flies the big jets.
Yeah.
And do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
That's a great thing about being a doctor, Steve. All you need is a prescription pad.
That's true. That's
well, great, senior. Bust him out. Go ahead. Bust him out.
He's also the life of the party.
Dr. Kevin Muffs, Northwestern Medicine Impact every day. Quick break. We're back with the big story next on 720 WGN.
An animal.
Dan Hampton anchors a young Bears defense.
An animal.
It's time for Dan Hampton.
We continue with the Steve Cochran Christmas situation. It's our annual party that goes back to, well, I think it was 1957, the first year we did it, when I was still 4 years short of being born. So it's been quite a tradition. Quite a tradition. Is someone at the door, Kev? Let me just get the door here.
Oh. Put the big boy pants on.
Look at that. It's Dan Hampton from your Chicago Bears. Good morning, Hampton.
Good morning. Season's greetings. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What did you bring to the party? You're expected to bring a gift, you know.
Actually, a helmet for Kaz, because sometimes during the course of a game against the Vikings, it could break into
many pieces.
Yeah, well, hand-to-hand combat while we're watching this game.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Kaz wasn't invited to the party, and he snuck in right behind Hamp. Hamp's big enough where Kaz hid behind him.
Kind of slipstreamed me.
So, all right, so the Vikings game, which, you know, after that Packer game, we all had a dream. We all thought it could mean something. What does this mean to the Bears this weekend?
Well, we got about, you know, three things that I think of interest that everyone needs to kind of watch. I mean, first and foremost, who wants to play? You know, the playoffs are doomed thanks to Robbie Gould. And at some point, you've got to say, okay, we want to see if indeed we've got 53 guys that that want to compete. Number two, you got some young guys that need to kind of make a mark for themselves. You know, John Ennison, the inside linebacker. John Timu, a guy that I was beating the drum for back in September.
That's true.
To be, you know, added to the active roster. He was promoted this week. He'll probably get some time, and I'm real happy about that. The offensive line. Can Grasso continue to make some progress? So a bunch of young kids need to try to make their mark and say, hey, not only can I play, but this is my spot, and I'm going to get better, and next year you're going to be real proud of the fact that you got me. And the third thing is, hey, let's try to win a game. Even though, you know, it's just been abysmal here at home, it's much like, you know, Mr. Cat's Christmas parties. I don't seem to do as well at home, but when he goes on the road, the Bears are 4-2. So it's always, he's always the life of the party someplace else. So let's see if these guys can continue that.
Hey, get involved in that.
Hamp's at my party. Don't be questioning his observations.
I won't question him. Okay. He's a Hall of Famer.
That's what I'm saying. Your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers bring you Dan Hampton, and we thank them for that, of course. In the office of Mike Hillstrom. Happy holidays, Mike, and everybody over there. You mentioned the people that have to see if they're willing to play this week. Really, it's the man test. Who's going to man up? Who's going to be a man this weekend? You know, it's a test now. Who really is here for something other than your big fat paycheck for a couple of years? I think this is one of the more interesting 2 to 3 week stretches of the NFL season for everybody, because this is when you can get people breaking out who maybe we're not even thinking about for the next season and the year after that.
And how about maybe even more importantly, you know, some of these veterans with you know, question marks around them. You know, Alshon Jeffrey has proven to be a very valuable player on this football team. And in my mind, when Kevin White is, you know, healthy next year, Alshon will be, you know, he's the perfect Robin to Batman, because Kevin White, with his explosive speed, he'll be the guy that everybody's worried about. And then Alshon can really go to town. But you know, how much faith do you have in his ability to stay healthy? I don't know. What was it? He's missed 5 games this year. Eddie Royal. Here's a veteran that was signed for quite a bit of money, and I think he's really only been healthy 2, maybe 3 games thus far. Matt Forte. There's been a lot of conjecture. Is he a guy that will be, you know, given another contract, an extension, and brought back because – of the emergence of Jeremy Lankford. So a lot of these, it's not just the young kids, it's some of these veterans. Are they going to be able to make an impact and kind of, you know, what have you done for me lately kind of thing? You know, these last three games, they can almost wrap up their future if they come out and play some big-time football. But you never know. You just never know. So that's why we buy tickets and go to the game.
Look at this Minnesota team, Dan, and they open the season with a loss to San Francisco. But they've only lost four games since then, and the four losses have been to teams I think Denver, Green Bay, Arizona, Seattle. So you're talking about four of the best teams, including three of the best in the NFC. But still, they barely escaped Soldier Field with that win the first time they met. So what's the biggest challenge the Bears face going up there?
Adrian Peterson, stop him. And if you do that, then by virtue of getting that running game stopped, then you can worry about Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Well, you know what? He had his best game probably last week out in the desert 10 days ago against the Arizona Cardinals. And at the end of the day, you say, well, it's all about quarterbacks. Can they make plays? Well, you know, at the end of the game, he drove him down and then took a sack fumble that ended the game. So there's a lot of reasons to say, wow, this guy, he's getting better. And we know that he's capable. We saw what he was able to do against us in the fourth quarter. If you remember, the Bears had the Vikings kind of on the tarp, and yet Bridgewater made a couple of plays with his legs getting out of the pocket. Then he threw it up to his tight end, and Antrell Roll made maybe the worst play on the ball I've seen in 20 years. And they got in position to tie the game, and then they wound up beating us. So I'm not so worried about Teddy if you get that running game stopped. And, of course, you know, that's one reason why they've won a lot of games. They won five in a row, but then they've lost, what, four out of 5 cents or three out of four?
Three out of four.
So, yeah, they've started, you know, to stumble. But as you pointed out, they cannot match up against the upper echelon teams. So are they a contender or a pretender? I think that's up to the Bears to kind of point out this weekend.
We'll come back. By the way, Hamp, one of the texters would like you to give them some information on some Chicago Six dates as well.
All right.
Christmas situation. It's the Steve Cochran Show Christmas special in Hamp's back. Hamp, as a professional broadcaster yourself, I thought Dave really nailed that live commercial, didn't you?
I was thinking about sending over some candles.
It kind of made Hamp feel kind of frisky. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, so let me take care of some business here first. We got a couple of people who are texting in for Chicago Six Dates, your band. Is it the Facebook page? Is that the best place to go?
Yeah, that's it. Chicago's the number six, and we're playing the Ameristar Casino next month, January 16th. It's going to be the 30-year commemorative show where we are getting all ready and maybe have some special guests when we do the Super Bowl Shuffle redo.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool, and I always have a good time with you guys. And you're a really good band, tight band. Nick, have you seen them?
I have.
Yeah. Yeah. John, musical director.
We're actually going to learn a couple of Barry White songs for Mr. Cat.
John, have you ever seen the Six?
Oh, they're phenomenal.
They really are good.
All five of them.
No, that's six. And if you take normal-sized human beings, it's the Chicago Nine. All right, so
the limit is actually for nine people.
All right, so let's dispense with the Bears for a second. Bears Vikings, you guys will talk about it. It'll be talked about a lot between now and then. I'm looking around the rest of the NFL. Look, I don't know when the Panthers in Carolina in general and Ron Rivera are going to start getting full credit for what they're doing. But if that's not impressive, I'm looking at a path to 16-0.
Well, you never want to, you know, say never, but I got to tell you, the New York Giants have a penchant for coming up with big games, and that's where the Carolina has to go this week.
OAKCA. com. Quick break, we're back. 720 WGN.
At 10:05, we've got Bruce Springsteen, Meryl Streep, George Clooney, Taylor Swift, and the cast of the new Star Wars movie.
No, we don't. We have the WGN Radio Christmas play, Miracle on Jerry Wells Street.
All right. I'm sure we can rebook these guys.
Bill and Wendy host a Miracle on Jerry Wells Street later this morning at 10 on 720 WGN.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506-283 only while supplies last.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, listen, before the Christmas season is up, do a favor for your face. Get yourself some Genucel at an outrageous discount. Genucel takes years or even decades off your face. You know, Andre, I was talking to the kid who thought I was 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, remember the kid last year thought you were 75.
Right.
That's got to be the Genucel.
It looks better.
Taking years off your face.
Through the mouths of babes.
Use Genucel every single day, and you will feel the effects, too. 800-933-5196, 800-933-5196. Genucel works for your money back. And this holiday season, Chamonix will give their amazing Platinum Dark Circle treatment absolutely free to you. 800-933-5196 for Genucel. But don't wait. This crazy sale is only around for one more week. Order now. Chamonix will upgrade you to priority shipping. 800-933-5196 for Genucel. All right, Terrence, I apologize for doing this, but I got to get one more. Just a quickie, whatever you got.
Okay, definitely thanks again for having us out this morning. I also want to thank Mr. Jeremy Allen for playing with us.
Yes, sir.
For today. We did this one last year. Yeah, you clap for him. That's
woo-hoo.
It. We did this one last year, and so I guess we can make it a tradition, the closer. We'll finish with Oh Happy Day.
Oh, I love this.
And you can sing along,
yes,
right?
Yes, I will.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed,
he washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Come on, let's go. He took
me
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Yeah, sing along with us. Oh, happy day.
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 All right, let's take it up. Hey, oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day, yeah.
Oh, happy day.
Jesus Christ is born.
Guys, Merry Christmas, everybody, and thank you so much for getting up and coming in. And you're going to be great, great, great change makers and different makers in the world. And God bless every one of you. Thanks for coming in here. All right, let's do a quick break, come back, and we'll get you news next on 720 WGN.
Happy yourself, a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Can you believe it was a year ago?
No.
Did you ever get a chance to see Dee's Christmas Spectacular edition?
Yeah.
Love Dee Snider.
Killer.
Boy, it'd be great if he would have come to the party. You invited him to the party, didn't you, Kev? Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Dee Snider has shown up for the Christmas situation.
Oh. Steve, Andrea, Doc, happy, dopey, grumpy, and sleepy. How are you guys doing?
Dee.
Remember last year we were going to stay in touch? Dee was going to call. We were going to spend weekends together. What happened to us?
He calls me.
Oh, I'm
yeah, me and Andrew have been hanging, Steve.
That's
I don't
right.
know about you.
Yeah. Turned out Dee was a show business friend. Unbelievable.
We miss you,
Dee. Unbelievable.
Hey, you take that back, Clarkson. You take that back.
By the way, where are you doing the show this year?
We are in Toronto this year, and I got to tell you, I mean, the show you saw last year, it was great. You guys loved it. We had a great cast, but we came away. You know, we took some notes, and I say we changed about 25% of the show. Got rid of a character, added a character, got rid of a song, added two new songs, added Taylor Dane as playing the Suzette character. And
I know Taylor Dane from the old days. She's great.
She kills it as the Suzette character. She's now called Roxanne, as a matter of fact. And we've got crazy reviews up here in Toronto, so things are going great. How about you guys?
Everything's great. Everything's great. We miss you, and we can't wait for you to bring the show back to Chicago, which I think you guys have tentative plans to do, right?
Yeah, we do. We do. We're talking about next year right now. I think it may wind up being a touring situation for next year. But
that's what you want. If you're putting on a big play, a big musical, you want a touring situation.
Especially during the holiday season. So Chicago will absolutely be on the radar for that. Are you kidding? I love that city. Honest to God, I really do. You guys are great to me, and it's just so damn beautiful there.
Well, Merry Christmas. We just wanted to have a minute to say Merry Christmas to you. However, I do have a question.
Thanks, man. Okay, go ahead. Oh, I know what it's going to be. Go ahead.
How much money does Trump owe you?
Zero. It's you guys know about it. Music that's played in like an arena. It's just a licensing fee. It's not even licensing. It's just us. You know, it's ASCAP.
Yeah, I know, so, but it just doesn't seem right that he's using your song.
Well, I mean, this is we're friends. And,
well, you can be friends with Trump, but I don't want people to think you're endorsing him for president. Look, I want Trump I want Trump on TV. I want Trump where he belongs on TV.
I know.
I don't want him in the White House.
It's gotten very crazy. When he asked me if he could use it, I guess it was 6 months ago, I kind of didn't think it was going to go this crazy. Did anybody?
Of course not.
Expect where we are right now?
No.
Did anybody see this coming?
No.
So I'm definitely having some I'm having some issues. So it's one thing being a friend, another thing endorsing just crazy talk, you know. So which I do not endorse, but I've not yet made a public announcement that I don't want him using it, because it's really awkward for me. Don't you have friends like you ever talk about politics or sports or religion with?
Of course.
And you get along great, and we our families hang, we get along great, but everything's hanging out there in the open now.
Listen, I don't know Trump like you know Trump, but I talked to Trump a million times through the years. And Trump on a golf course, couldn't be a better guy. Great stories, entertaining as can be, and a good player, by the way. But enough, man. Enough. And it's not your fault. I don't want people thinking you're endorsing him. That's all.
That's wild. Well, it's absolutely not an endorsement, and we'll see how things pan out in the new year. As far as this goes, it's got to be a better song for him to use.
Yeah, I don't know what it is at this point. Listen, you're the best. Merry Christmas. Have a great run in Toronto. And your girlfriend, Andrea, wants to say something.
Dee, I love getting my fix from you once a year, but any plans to either tour or working on another show sooner than Christmas next year?
Twisted Sister is finally calling it quits.
Yeah.
But we'll only do a handful of shows. There is some discussion about one of those being in the Chicago area. because we're only doing about 8 shows total all over the world. So, yeah, so there's that. And then beyond that, I signed a new record deal, though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going. It's not going to be metal. It's going to be more mainstream rock, working with songwriters who did Roar for Katy Perry and songs for Kanye and Taylor and a lot of more mainstream stuff. So that's going to come out in 2016 as well. So.
And how's your wife?
She is hot as hell. She's doing great.
She's awesome.
And she's doing great, and we're just getting ready for the holidays with the kids and the grandkids, you know? So,
and by the way, I'm on the cusp of being in the grandfather club.
Dude, it's the most surreal thing in the world, but like I always say, somehow it feels right when it happens. So you're going to love it. You are going to love it.
We get Papa D, and you could be Papa C.
Actually... Yeah, G-Pops is where we're going so far. G-Pops.
You know what? You're going to be called whatever they call
you. That's exactly right.
Yeah, because I wanted to be Papa D, and Logan, the first, she could only say Poddy, which is fine, but very confusing during potty training time.
Yes.
When they say, go on the potty, and they look over at me, and I'm like, no! No! So I am Poddy forever.
All right, Poddy. Merry Christmas.
Don't call me Poddy.
Bye, D.
Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, see you later. And if you're in the Toronto area, I hope you get a chance to see D's new edition of a show we had a ton of fun with last Christmas.
Yeah, Taylor Dane is rocking it too.
What's he calling it again?
D. Snyder's Rockin' Christmas Show.
That's close enough.
Yeah,
Google D. Snyder Toronto, you'll find it.
D. Snyder's Rock and Roll Christmas. It's rockandrollxmas.com.
There you go.
9:19. Steve Cochran's Christmas situation continues. I understand. I can't make promises. I understand Santa Claus has tried to call twice. And he wasn't able to hold on because it's a busy season, but we're going to try to get him on.
Like I said, tight ship today. Tight ship. I said, Santa, you have to call back later.
I see him stuck in the chimney over there. I see his legs hanging out.
You told Santa to call back.
It was a tight ship today. We got a schedule to see.
Oh, we got him out of the chimney. Oh, maybe he can call now. 9:19. Make it 9:20. More in a moment. 7:20 WGN. After this.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win.
Do you have a Christmas idea?
I do.
What's your idea?
Can we do it without the music? Is that possible?
I don't hear any music.
Give her something that will
make you met any of the moms that are here today, Dave, when you do the Pajamagram commercial? I didn't know if you know that. Look at all the moms that are here in studio. Go ahead, Dave, read the Pajamagram commercial.
Give her something that will make her feel good. And
well,
cozy
don't look at the moms while you're reading it. That makes it creepy.
The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram, because let's face it. I love you, baby.
We got a lot of ladies in the room. Come on, sell it.
It's hard to be festive when she's freezing cold.
There's no question.
Oh, my. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It's just the Barry White thing.
No, it's not, Dave. It's just you have confidence now.
It combines the warmth of a hoodie.
I'm trying to help you with your game with the ladies. You've called a lot of games. The question is, do you have games?
I don't know. The Hoodie Footy, I forgot where it was. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas.
Anybody got a scarf, Dave? Sweating. We need the gases for out.
Head to toe warm.
How does it fit, though? That's what I want to know.
Does it hug every curve? Am I right about that?
It caresses every curve.
Oh, Dave, there's people in the room that are guests. What are you doing?
Okay, my wife just walked in.
Talk about game.
Oh, perfect.
He does a commercial and she shows
this
up in the room.
Fantastic.
Maybe we should clear the room.
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
You can you can find all hoodies.
Hand that over.
I'm going to get through this.
All right, go ahead.
You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a
All right, there you go.
Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring. I don't know why that was hard. Every pajama crab includes free gift packaging. And right now, buy both of whatever Dave tried to say, and you're going to get a pajamagram.com gift discount of $60. 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and tell them WGN Radio sent you. And the good news for you is the fun continues, because not only was that a broadcast point high for you in your career, look who's at the door right now. Can we go to the door? Oh,
I looked at the door.
It's your colleague Mark Sapel's award-winning anchor from Channel 9.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought...
Nothing says hoodie-footy sex pot like Dave Ennett.
Yeah.
You're right, Mark.
That's right. Dave Ennett, hoodie-footy sex pot. This is great for your career in television. I am so good for you. I don't know when you're going to start realizing that.
Oh, I realized it a long time ago.
Well, Merry Christmas, Marky.
Happy holidays, everybody. Grandpa, how are you?
I'm doing great, and feel younger than ever.
I'm so thrilled to hear that Ross is on the verge of granting you a grandchild.
Yeah, a beautiful little girl who, I got your note. I don't think Mark's a good name for a girl. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I mean, we can work that out. Marsha, you know, something like that.
Yeah, sure. Listen, you're doing great stuff at Channel 9. I just got off the phone this morning with Larry Wirt, Vice President of, or I should say President of Tribune Media. He wants to add 7 more newscasts throughout the day. Is that a problem?
I'm sorry. The phone connection didn't work suddenly.
You can watch Mark. You know, Mark's like the Star Wars movie. You can see it at 4, 5, 9, 10. It's on all day.
Exactly. It's all day, all night. These people are crazy over there, but we're having fun.
Well, Merry Christmas, buddy. My best to your family. And, of course, your lovely wife and your children and your dogs and your cats and your fish, too. And will you be in town for the holiday, or where are you going?
You know, actually, we're going to head out to our place in Montana at some place, at some point, I should say, during the next week, just to get a little Christmas flavor in the mountains.
Well, Merry Christmas, man. I appreciate you jumping on. I know it's early for you, but... Oh, did you want to say something, Mark?
I was going to say happy birthday, but now Dave threw me up with the pajama ram. Merry Christmas, Mark. Happy holidays.
You too. You had such grace and a grounding factor to that Cochran show. Without you, I don't know how he'd make it.
And, you know, every weekend on Channel 9, she makes Channel 9 worth watching. Not that it's not, anyway.
And you know what, Mark, and I feel the same way about your daughter. She's a wonderful talent.
She's coming back on, by the way.
I know. She's awesome.
Yeah, is she really?
Yeah, you should maybe call your kid, find out what her next gig is, that type of thing.
I'll visit with her on Christmas Eve. I'll find out what's going on in her life, yes.
Pajamagram.com, 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Were you back to that?
Yeah, I just want to finish the commercial because Mark and I are buying you some.
Thank you. Thanks.
The one with the flap in the back.
Mark knows.
See,
here's the other thing. Mark knows I'm going on very little sleep, and so is he.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the reason.
Yeah, well, it had something to do with it.
The TV radio boys, we sleep 4 hours a night.
Merry Christmas, buddy. All the best.
You too. Thank you, bud.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and the news in a moment. A special phone call coming up. Oh, we got a lot to do still before 10 and 720 WGN. I'm playing Kris Kringle in the Christmas play that we're doing, The Miracle on Jerry Well Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the 7th floor in Campbell Hall.
Right.
The studio is on Michigan Avenue.
Right.
What and the production starts at 10:05.
So you've got to bust some butt.
Well, you know, normally I take 15 minutes after the show. I get a deep tissue massage.
Right.
You know,
put on some PJs.
Kick back. I put on my smoking jacket.
Your smoking jacket. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Your smoking
because
jacket.
I'm smoking.
Right.
And you know, I just kind of unwind for a while after the stress of this broadcast. I mean, you see what a circus this is every morning.
I'm still unwinding from my show.
Would you want to do a show like this with 15 people running in and out of here every 30 seconds? I mean, this is nuts.
There's a reason why I'm on from 2 to 5 a.m.
Antisocial?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Nick's going to see more people today than he does in a month.
Oh, are you kidding me? I don't even know what's going on. I'm getting the DTs back because I can't deal with people.
By the way, you didn't even know this many people worked here.
Are you kidding?
No.
It's funny to see people reacting to you, though, too. They do a double take.
Like, what's he doing?
Oh, is that Nick?
Why is he?
So, you know, I don't think you can start Miracle on Jerry Well Street without me because I'm Kris Kringle, but I just don't know that we're going to get this thing started until 11:30.
Yeah, take your time. I don't actually end up in the show until page 38, so I got time.
Yeah, and I'm page 42, so we can go get a cup of coffee or something while you guys do your thing.
I'm page 10.
I'm your secretary, Nick.
And by the way, the lines are all about 3 words long, so page 10 is going to be about a minute after the thing starts.
Oh, yeah. At least you get more than one page.
Well, there's commercials. You can run out and, you know, do your thing, whatever you got to do.
Well, it's a matter of getting up there for the start.
Well,
Can somebody just milk their lines?
I think we recast this.
Doesn't Dave start the show?
You want to recast right now?
I think we recast this right now.
Who's going to play Kris Kringle?
Oh.
Let's go to the phone.
Oh. Would you mind stepping in for me, Santa Claus?
Oh, Stevie!
Well, it's nice of you.
Of course not.
It's nice of you to call me by the same name that you called me when I was little and I used to sit on your lap.
That's right. You got your big wheel, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Thank you. And we used it in my new movie, Not So Fast, Kind of Furious.
You're pretty funny, Stevie.
Thank you for the charity laugh. I appreciate it. All right, so Santa Claus, it's so nice of you to call. I know how busy you are, and I know you called a couple of times earlier. It must be very important. Is there something at the North Pole you need help with?
No, I will say this, though. Little Kevin is on the naughty list.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh.
What'd
I do?
Well, no offense, Kevin, but call me back.
He told Santa, call him back.
Sorry,
before.
Santa, I apologize. We're on a tight schedule today.
Oh, a little too late there, little Kevy.
What was Kevin going to get?
Kevin was going to get, this is kind of interesting, he was going to get a big wheel as well.
Ah, and what's he going to get now?
He's going to get a lump of coal inside a pajamagram.
I'm sorry, Santa, did you hear the pajamagram commercial?
Yes, I did, and I'm going to go right out and buy one.
Something special for Mrs. Claus?
That's right.
Yes. Well, what can I help you with, Santa?
Well, the thing is, I'm very busy now, but I have my week off right after Christmas, and I thought, you've always invited me, where can I get tickets for the big New Year's Eve with Steve Conklin?
Well, that sounds like a fabulous Christmas gift for people.
Well, that's what I said. Now, there's me, Mrs. Claus, I've got 8 reindeer, 42 elves.
Right.
And a guy named Vic.
I can give you 2 comps. The others I have to charge you for.
Is Vic going to sell the tickets outside?
Yeah, Vic is the guy.
Vic's the guy's
going to
scalp the tickets that Santa gets. I get it.
Well, Santa, are you a web-savvy guy?
Yes, I am.
All right, rouecenter.org, rouecentre.org.
So R... A...
Why don't you when we hang up, just don't hang up. I'll put you on hold and one of the elves can take down the web address.
Is there a box office number I could call?
815-356-9212.
Okay, wait. 8?
Kind of makes you wonder how anything gets delivered. Santa, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody there.
All right, I was hoping that he could fill in for me, but it sounds like he's just...
busy. Not gonna work ordering out. Tickets.
He's Santa's subtle.
That's a Christmas gift idea. I hadn't even thought of that.
No way.
New Year's Eve coming up, and you say, well, what can I get somebody that loves the Steve Cochran show?
Can I get Vic? Yeah.
What can I get?
Vic is so hard to buy.
Can I get the Vic in my life?
And it won't weigh Santa's bag down either. It's a lightweight gift.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Rousecenter.org, box office number 815-356-9212. It's New Year's Eve for people that can't stay awake until midnight. 3 and 7 p.m. are the shows. Yeah, I know. And 3 and 7 p.m. are the shows. We hope you can come. 7 o'clock show's almost sold out. Some seats at the 3, but we can get you into either.
Santa's going to be there. It's his week off.
Yeah.
You think he'll be incognito? Wearing, like, you know, jeans and a T-shirt?
Royal Khan and Anna DeVlantis are about to cross the street together. Do they live together now? Is it like a 24 hours a day thing?
I don't know. It is funny.
And he's still talking.
Yeah, they...
He's talking in a high-pitched voice, and he's waving his arms. It's a lot like 3 to 7 on WGN. Yeah. back with another guest on the Steve Cochran Christmas Situation next on 720 WGN. It's 9:50 is what it is. Oh, is someone else at the door, Kevin? It seems like people are stopping by. Well, look who that is. It's Patty Moskis.
Oh, hello. Aww. Merry
Looking
Christmas.
Fabulous in her little Santa suit.
I dress up. You know, I like to dress up. It's just fun.
Yeah, you make Santa feel good about coming home.
I love... yeah. I like Nick's sweater. Very festive.
Yeah, Andrea pointed out this morning that's the best bad Christmas sweater. Which
I agree.
The best bad Christmas sweater ever.
Right?
Well, you know why? Because it's the Hawks.
Right? It's got the candy canes.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, it's spectacular.
And you're here because you are a big fan of the show?
Huge fan of the show.
Oh.
Of course it's why I'm here.
And you're here because you're in
the... I wanted to be here at the top of the show, but I had just gone to bed. So that made it a little tough.
You know what? Last night, same story for me. but the Christmas play is coming up, and you'll be in that as well?
I am. I'm playing Judge Mara's wife. I don't know what that means. I'm on page 84. Nick, who are you playing?
I'm playing Sawyer the Jerk.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I'm Sawyer's secretary.
I get to yell at Andrea and Steve.
Yeah, and the same page.
And that's different how?
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's... He's an obnoxious jerk, again, typecasting.
Yeah. Did you audition for that?
No. It was written for me.
Yeah.
With multiple wives, too.
Written for me back in 1953. They knew I was going to play it.
Yeah, and as of now, I'm still Chris Kringle, but they're talking about writing me out. It's only 10 minutes before the thing starts.
We got time. We got time.
So, what are you doing for Christmas?
We are leaving in just a little while. I'm taking the family to Disney World.
Wow.
We leave tonight. Oh, my gosh. I'm not supposed to tell anybody. Steve's like, stop telling people we're going on vacation.
Why? Because people break into the house?
No, we have people staying at our home, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are, but they're staying there.
Yeah.
I should have Airbnb'd my home. I forgot it to do.
Patty does that, actually. She Airbnbs other people's homes.
I do.
She waits to...
It's a skill.
She takes calls from people who aren't going to be home, and she Airbnbs listeners'
houses.
That's
why those people were in my house.
I'm sorry about that.
Sorry.
Don't go to Cuba again. It's your fault.
Exactly.
And then update on the sitcom?
We are through the first draft of the script of the pilot. And actually what's great is that it's kind of a love letter to my dad. The pilot episode is about my dad's heart medications and sort of this. It's a great little great way to sort of pay tribute to my dad, who I lost 14 years ago. But I get to have him on my TV show. It's surreal.
Which is great. Cool. And when do you start casting?
We start casting in January, and hopefully we go to a pilot shoot in February.
How about that?
Awesome.
Pretty good.
Tremendous.
Yes. So we're looking, to attach people, like the director, lining that kind of stuff up.
Yes. Now, I am available for all the lead roles.
You are the top of every list, including the role of my mother.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes.
Whatever.
You do an excellent Spanish accent.
Yeah, I took 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. And
took 2 years of Spanish accents?
You have to know there's Mexico City Spanish, then there's Northern Mexico Spanish, there's Latin America, like Chile.
My Spanish teacher yelled at me about dialect problems for 2 years.
Mm.
Yeah, because I just sat there and said hola over and over again. Well, it's great to see you.
Wonderful.
Look fabulous. And you'll be upstairs in a couple of minutes.
I'm going to go find all the fun food. There must be food somewhere.
There's Kevin's breakfast here. Upstairs.
There is breakfast upstairs.
Yeah. We just took breakfast upstairs.
It was just down here. We ate it. Now it's upstairs.
Yeah. So Merry Christmas.
The leftovers.
Yeah.
And Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez returns when?
January 1st. We'll be here on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Safe travels.
Thank you so much.
Have fun, even though you're not going to Disney.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting right home.
Yeah.
Just locking all the doors and sitting in the dark.
9:54, we'll come back and wrap up the very special Steve Cochran Christmas situation next.
And then Steve's going to bolt out to get up to the seventh floor.
Running down people like George Costanza when there was a fire.
Fire!
On 720 WGN.